You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. Renewable energy continues to remain the focus of much of the development that takes place in South Africa, and to that extent, that development requires financing, and the right kind of financing. I'm referring to things like the recent Midvale private hospital that Standard Bank assisted with 34 million rand in renewable energy financing. We're going to take a look at this and other details around renewable energies with the Executive Head for Energy Infrastructure and Mining at Standard Bank South Africa's Business and Commercial Banking, Dirosh Maharaj. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Dirosh, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start with an overview of the energy and infrastructure division that you are responsible for and how you're seeing the renewable market, and then we'll get into just some of the projects that you've been busy with.
Jimmy, thanks for having us on the show, and thank you for your listeners for tuning in as well. So the area that I lead is, as you've stated, is energy, infrastructure and mining. And the energy and infrastructure portfolio is indeed a very important and large focus for us. Renewable energy does take the bulk of the focus in that department. On the infrastructure side, water and waste as it pertains to renewables and circular economy is becoming very, very topical. I think the water agenda is a burning agenda that we're giving a lot of focus to. But as far as maturity of the market, all of the tailwinds that are driving this particular environment, renewable energy is still, you know, an absolute advantage and opportunity in many ways for the South African economy and the African continent at large.
So, Dirosh, let's look at projects like the Midvale private hospital project that Standard Bank was recently involved in. How do projects like these start to become even more important, not just because of the renewable aspect of the project, but because healthcare is an essential service and some of these projects are for essential things that the country does need?
So, Jimmy, that's an excellent question. So when you think about how this project for the Midvale private hospital plays a role, there's two lenses to it. The first lens is obviously looking at Midvale as a business. So we know that energy costs are escalating. We know that in some areas and in many areas, actually, there's still an element of grid instability. Now, for a business that operates in any industry, escalating energy costs does put those businesses under strain, and it affects a whole lot of downstream elements to that business. But when you look at hospitals as an operation rely on uninterrupted power to keep patients safe. So when the grid is under pressure, surgeries, the intensive care units and diagnostic equipment, they can't afford delays or downtime. So by funding a system like this for hospital entities, these businesses are able to secure reliable, affordable energy so it can continue delivering life-saving care without disruption.
Dirosh, I remember a couple of months ago having a conversation around 450 billion rand that was put towards sustainable financing and the commitment that Standard Bank made in that respect. I imagine projects like these are geared towards that, but how else do we kind of use that carve out to make sure that the projects that are dealt with or the projects that are put forward actually help us achieve sustainability, but also meet some of the other targets and other needs of the country and the continent?
So Jimmy, sustainable finance is a very broad and quite a complex topic, right? And renewable energy is a very important sprocket within that system. You know, and it's a big one, it's a significant one. You know, energy is probably one of the major levers in regard to, you know, moving those, you know, moving in the correct direction. Where, as it pertains to, you know, the targets that we've set for ourselves to achieve, that 450 billion rand North Star target that we've set, it guides many of our activities. And once again, I come back to renewable energy as being a key driver in this transition. So for us, it guides us to ensure that it keeps our focus on driving the correct agendas. Projects like this fit into a very, very specific and direct strategy that we have to support small to medium enterprises that are faced with these challenges of grid instability or escalating costs that impact their business operations. So it supports them in many ways from a business resilience perspective, but it also helps them transition into this new world of sustainability, where there's carbon borders emerging and there's a lot more of a lot more sensitivity in the public around how green are the products and services that I'm using. So I think that that limit achieve over the next couple of years is absolutely critical as a North Star guiding us. But then as it comes down to these projects, we have set very specific targets from the large utility scale projects to these smaller projects. And this is by no means a small project in the small to medium enterprise environment, but small as compared to, you know, the utility scale projects. But the impact collectively is great, irrespective of which elements you look at. That's what's key. So having those key drivers feeding up into this goal that we've set has to tie together. And I think in the frameworks that we've built, all of the sustainability agendas are being addressed.
It isn't just about renewable projects. It is about ensuring that we build sustainable infrastructure, sustainable solutions, and that we unlock Africa's true potential. That is the goal of the team at Standard Bank, and that is where their efforts continue to be focused. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Executive Head for Energy, Infrastructure and Mining at Standard Bank South Africa's Business and Commercial Banking, Dirosh Maharaj, for taking us through their latest renewable energy project and how they are financing these all across the continent. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.